A Ganerv Yontif to everyone. So there are many lessons to be gleaned from this wonderful time of year. Let's focus on just one of them. There seems to be a bit of a contradiction in a few things that we do. Matzah is called lechem oini, poor man's bread. We say halach ma'anya, this is the bread of our affliction. This seems to indicate that matzah is reminiscent of the poverty and difficult times we went through in Mitzrayim. And the same is with mar. We eat mar to remind ourselves of the really bitter times of old. And that's totally fair. But what's strange is the fact that we have to eat matzah as free men. Beheseba, we lean when eating matzah. We also know that matzah isn't eaten for a significant amount of time before Pesach, so we can eat it with relish and excitement on Seder night. Many have the same meaning with mar as well, not to eat it before Pesach so we can be excited to eat it on Seder night as well. So our matzah and mar are something we're excited about because they express freedom, an object of joy, something to be eaten with relish and teyavon, or something to remind us of the trying, painful times and hardships of Golus. And the answer to this lies in the secret of the lack of success of Am Yisrael. And that definitely sounds like an interesting thing to say, the secret of the lack of success. But it's really true. Have you ever wondered why we as Yidden, in a way, seem to never really have made it? We've been around for a really long time, so you would expect that eventually we would become a world power, dominating the globe, ruling lands and provinces. But no, we're constantly shuffling from here to there, being persecuted and hounded, harassed and bothered. We begin to climb the ladder to success, only to be knocked down by expulsion, pogroms, and the sort. Why can't we seem to get it together, once and for all, become stable and steady, and become a world power to be reckoned with, like Egypt, Rome, the Greeks, and the Byzantines? And my Rebbe explains as follows, based off of the Maral and others. This world is called Olam Hazeh. This world. It's finite. It has limitations. Nothing here lasts forever. People, animals, plants, they all die. And by the same token, nothing remains successful forever either. Even the CEO of the company eventually retires or worse, loses his position. The most popular brands and styles eventually lose their excitement and new ones take their place. And the reason for this is because since this world is temporary, Hashem doesn't allow anything to last too long. Once something reaches its peak, it has no reason to continue. It got there. It made it. Sometimes the success lasts longer, sometimes shorter, but never too long. That's how the Bria is. It's Olam Hazeh, it's this world, it's temporary. However, Am Yisrael is Am HaNetzach. We're eternal. We live and exist forever, even beyond this world. And here's the important nekuda. Because Am Yisrael is Am HaNetzach, Hashem makes it in such a way that just as we're reaching success, we need to be lowered. We need to be set back a few paces. This ensures our survival, because if we ever made it to the top, we would have to follow in the footsteps of the Romans, Mesopotamians, and everyone else. We would have to fade into oblivion. You know, it's often said that despite all the persecution, we still continue to survive. But now in light of this, the real way to say it would be, because of all the persecution and hardships, that's why we continue to survive. For if life was too good, we'd make it to the top and then we'd have no reason to continue to exist. That's why we eat matzah and mar with such relish and excitement, at the same time reminding ourselves of lechem oini and the bitterness of the shibud. It's because we realize that without the shibud, without that bitterness, we probably wouldn't be here. So as we sit by our Seder in a few short hours, recounting all the nisim, remembering all the trials and tribulations that we've gone through on a national and personal level, let's remember that all of that has kept us and continues to keep us alive, flourishing as Yidden wherever we find ourselves in the world. With this hakara, we should be zeicha to witness the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mher v'yameinu and celebrate Pesach next year in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Everyone should have a wonderful Yontif.